just gonna allow some people to join because right now I never do this. I don't post my life. I'm very private when it comes to my kids, my family, and I don't know what other way to go about this. So I'm coming live because it's too much. I didn't want this kind of attention. And I'm just gonna wait for people to come on to hear my story because now I'm on Central Florida News, West News, Flagler County Sheriff's Office. Like, this is such a biased, one-sided story. And I'm in so much pain because I would never hurt a child, and I had to spend a night in jail undeservingly away from my newborn baby, my three boys. And this is so wrong. So to clear things up, last week my son was attacked by a kid in his school. My son is 12. He just turned 12. He skipped a grade. He's in the eighth grade. He skipped a grade in kindergarten, so he's always had to kind of grow faster than everybody else. And he's always dealt with bullies, you know, but he's always, we've raised him where don't start anything. Don't ever hit no one, you know. If someone does attack you, defend yourself. That's the way my family raised me, and that's how I raised him. But don't ever start anything. Please be kind to others. And always know that your mom and dad have your back. Don't be scared to tell us anything. So, that's how he's gone through school. He's always been very, very successful in sports, school, everything. And, anyways, he was playing basketball in PE last week, and the kid that attacked him, apparently he was being defensive on playing basketball, and the kid got mad. He said, he started pushing Elijah, and Elijah said, please stop. And the kid, you can sit with me if you want, baby. The kid was like, getting aggravated, whatnot. He just kept pushing into Elijah being a bully. Elijah was trying to avoid it. One, because he didn't want to get in trouble. Two, because he just made it to a travel team that he's worked his ass off to get to. And his coaches don't tolerate bad grades or anything negative. So, you know, he was thinking about, I didn't want to disappoint you, mom. I wanted to do the right thing. So I was trying to avoid the situation. They go to the locker room and the kid is insisting, and my son is there saying, Joe, yo, chill out, like, however they talk, like, bro, not here, like, chill, chill. So the kid says, oh, well, you're a pussy. And there's a lot of teenage boys in this locker room, mind you, they're 13 14. He's 12. He just turned 12. So he's like, laughed it off. That's Eli. He's like, you know, chill, it's not like, stop. So the kid says, I'll slap box you right now. If not, you're a pussy. So Elijah says, he laughed it off. They walked to the hallway, and this kid was walking behind my son. And that's when the kid said something to Elijah. Elijah took his backpack off, and he got beat up. Like, you guys see it in the video. He got his ass tore up. So I get a call. I was in shock. I was with my newborn baby, and I didn't know what to think of it. I'm like, my son got into a fight? Like, what happened? Like, did he defend himself? Like, what's going on? So based on the principle, this was a 3-second altercation. My son was fine. Both kids squared up. There was one blow. Nothing for me to be concerned about. This video that I have now was not out. I said, okay, are they in trouble? Unfortunately, they both have to be suspended. I'm thinking my son fought. Okay, well, it was mutual. Come to find out after school, the video. I was infuriated. I cried. I saw my son. getting his ass whooped. He said, "Mom, you can't hear," but I was telling him, "Stop, stop," because he's not a fighter. And my husband saw it and he rushed to the school. So he asked the principal, he said, "You know, what really happened?" The principal insisted on what he had told us. His narrative never changed. And that's when Miguel said, "Well, I have this video." And then his whole demeanor changed. They did nothing about it. We wanted to do things the right way. Initially, in our rage at that moment, we said, "We're pressing charges." And then once we calmed down and rationalized thinking, we both agreed, this kid is young. If we have a sit down with his parents, we can solve this together. This kid is young. You know, I get it. He's a bully, whatever. He has a reputation, but we don't want to fuck up his record, his future. We were thinking of this child's future, and my son just got beat up. But again, this is a child. I don't know what's going on at home. I don't know his family. I don't know, but I know what's going on in my home. So I'm willing to talk to his parents, the child's parents, to see what can we come to an agreement with. Unfortunately, that couldn't happen based on what the school said. So they told us that nothing could be done. Miguel said, "Well, we need to do something, a conference. Something has to be done the right way." And it didn't get done. That was Thursday of last week. Friday, he did not go to school. We had the weekend. And then on Monday, we had the holiday. Tuesday, he stayed home. And on Wednesday, we were prepared. We said, "We got to be careful. Elijah, do not instigate. Do not look at him. If he says anything, laugh it off. Do not approach or strike him. We're not done with this. We have to still wait for the superintendent to get back. It's a process." And it was a holiday. No one seems to realize the time frame. Like, people aren't, the school board isn't going to call me on the weekend. And it's Labor Day month. Like, it was 3 days. So it was we had nothing we can do. What am I going to do? Look for this kid? Look for his parents? That's not what I wanted to do, or I did. So Wednesday comes. Thank God I got to the complex on time. And so did Miguel. As soon as we pulled in, my son has been being picked up at the Sports Indian Complex for a year and a half, since last year, seventh grade. That is, he knows he is picked up on the corner right there. A lot of my friends, you know, pick up their kids there to avoid the car rider line. It's a natural thing. Like, everyone picks their kids up there. And who do we see? Both kids engaging. Now, this kid does not go to the park. He does not get picked up there. He goes a completely different route. Why was he? And there had to at least been, not exaggerating, 10 to 15 other kids on his side, the kid's side. When we approached, all I can say was, "Miguel, hurry up and park the car." I got out. I grabbed him by his backpack to pull him off. And everybody just thinks that I'm some superwoman. Like, these kids are big. The kid's taller than me. I'm only 5'3". And I'm pulling him off. Miguel's trying to clear the crowd because all the kids are going 5'5". You know, middle schoolers. My son backs off. I said, "Get off of him. Don't touch him. Let's get the fuck out of here." I'm probably cursed. Absolutely. I was angry. And that's it. Pulled him off, got Eli, and four of Eli's friends walked with him because they saw the kid in the group walking towards the park. And I told those four friends, "Get in my car. I'm taking you home so you're not left here in the park alone." And we took those kids home. What would have happened if those four friends wouldn't have been there to help Elijah, the so-called friend that helped Elijah jump the kid? The one that was following my kid to where he gets picked up? What if I wouldn't have got there? Did you guys expect me to sit in my car and just take my phone and record it? Maybe have a snack at it and go, "Go, Eli, go kick his ass." No, I stopped it because that's someone else's kid and that's my kid getting beat up for a second time, and thank God he had his friends there. And I'm on the news? That's why. because I just saw my face on Wesh News. I'm on Flagler Live. I'm on Flagler County Sheriff's, and I haven't even been convicted. Okay? And I do it all over again for my kids and anybody that I love, my nieces, my nephews. And for me to be dragged on social media, I wish you were in my shoes. What would you do if your kid was getting beat for 10 seconds inside of a school? And no one stops it. Where's the patrol officers? Where's the administration? Where's the principal? Where's the teachers? Where's your bully policy? How can I not be enraged? And I'm being dragged that I'm a monster. And the own sheriff of my town decides to say I'm not going to get the Mother of the Year award. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. And I have my son right here. Has anybody asked if he's okay? Not physically only, but mentally? His mom's all over the news, but no one has heard our side. Because we wanted to do the right thing, I could have easily pressed charges on that kid. But I have kids of my own. And I would love for someone to take into consideration my kid's future the way I did that kid's future. Because you know what? My kid is an aspiring baseball player. He wants to be somebody. So we always tell him your grades, your record, all of that is so important. Don't fuck it up. And I thought about somebody else's kid too. And this is how I get dragged. I'm a monster. And the taser part blows my mind. It blows my mind because a taser, right? And your witnesses are children. And the kid that beat up my kid's friends are the witnesses. Now he's the victim, right? This is so biased, so single-sided and wrong, and I'm probably in the wrong for doing this. I don't know. I'm feeling so many emotions right now. I just had a baby. I'm dealing with my own issues to have to be dragged by so many people, and then you people have the audacity to call me names. But you're the adults being bullies to me? Check yourself. I'm sorry. I had to say my piece. I know Miguel told me not to, everybody. But I couldn't take it anymore because I know the type of person I am. I know the mother I am. I know my heart. I know my intentions. And I work fucking hard. Really, really hard every day. To be a good mom, to be a good friend, to be a good wife, to be a good daughter, sister. For people that don't know me to drag me in the dirt. And when I saw my face on Wesh News, I had to escape on here and tell you guys how I'm feeling. Because I don't even know what to do. I'm just so broken about this. And the victim... it's my son. I had to spend a night in jail. I've never been in the back of a cop car. I was arrested in front of my children. I was treated like an inmate. It was awful. I was in a place I've never been. I was scared. I'm not gonna lie. People are saying I look mean. I had just finished having a breakdown in the back seat of a patrol car because I didn't know what was gonna happen. I had no idea why it was happening. I had so many questions running through my mind, and I didn't have the answers to them, and I just wanted somebody to tell me it's gonna be okay. And I was scared. I was sad that I wasn't gonna see my babies. Everything. And for those of you that are online defending me and my family, thank you so much, because it means so much to me. So much to me and my family. And we love you guys so much, because I know the ones that are out there, literally, I see your comments. And I can't thank you enough for defending me and my family, because you know me and my family. And I would never hurt a kid. And I hope my day in court comes, because justice will be served. I love you. love you guys and I have to go.